Welcome to The Interview Chair. My name is Jimmy Casas and I am your host. Are you an educator who is currently feeling overwhelmed, exhausted, or wondering if you can continue to do this work? Visualize yourself back in the interview chair. You are genuine, sincere, and full of passion. You convinced the group of people that you were the best person for the job and you believed it. That is the real you. Thank you for joining me as I take you back to the interview chair to remind you of why you wanted to become an educator. Welcome to episode 49 of the interview chair. Dress code or no dress code? Time to stop complaining. Jeans or no jeans? Why is wearing jeans to school so appealing to many educators? And why are other educators so opposed to the idea? Hats or no hats? Why is wearing hats appealing to so many students and so bothersome to many educators? Some people believe educators and students should dress for success. Others believe that we shouldn't take ourselves too seriously on this topic. The truth is, dress codes are not that important. I have my own personal beliefs on the issue of dress, and throughout my career, I try to model appropriate and professional attire both as a teacher and as a principal. But I know too many excellent educators who have varying opinions about dress codes that I don't believe there's a single right answer on this topic. So although I think it is important, I also know it is not that important. Educators face many other issues more important than how they and their students should dress. However, complaining about dress code is a different story. Dress code discussions are like a game of tug of war. Some educators think more traditional dress codes are necessary. Others feel that if times have changed, perhaps dress codes need to change with them. I know many outstanding teachers who do amazing things with kids each day while dressed very casually. I also know teachers like the male teachers at my last school where I worked who all wore a shirt and tie to work every day and looked very sharp and were also very effective teachers. I've witnessed many students who wear hats to school when dress code policies allow them to, who also earn excellent grades and never misbehave. Regardless of educators' opinions about dress codes, for students and staff, these policies seem to be an issue in many schools, and complaining is not going to resolve the issue. One common complaint of staff dress codes is whether teachers should be allowed to wear blue jeans. So I'm going to address the big blue elephant in the room. Trust me, I've heard it all when it comes to teachers wearing, to teachers being allowed to wear blue jeans. Number one, our building's low morale is because we're not allowed to wear blue jeans. I'm not sure it's all about blue jeans. Number two, jeans don't make me any less effective as a teacher. Number three, wearing slacks and a polo shirt, a sharp dress, or even a suit and tie doesn't necessarily make me a better educator. Actually, I have to agree with that one. Number four, Fridays should be blue jeans day. And number five, let's do a fundraiser. We'll pay $5 every Friday to wear jeans and donate the money to a favorite charity. In fact, we'll give to five different charities if you let us wear jeans every day of the week. Heck, I'll work for free. Just let me wear jeans. I've even heard of a lawsuit pending in one district because some people wore, are you ready for this? Yep, they wore black jeans and gray jeans instead of blue jeans. Okay. I just made up that about the lawsuit about wearing jeans, but it doesn't seem so far-fetched, does it, considering how invested some educators are in this discussion. And these darn millennials are throwing a kink in the discussion with their yoga pants. It's Friday Jeans Day, not Yoga Pants Day. Eventually, some schools have compromised and called them Friday Dress Down Days or Casual Fridays. If we were sitting in the interview chair and the employer shared that they had a no jeans dress code at the school, how many of us would be deterred from taking the job if offered based on this one policy? I do think we forget about these things sometimes. Now, a message about IXL. Over 1 million teachers use IXL in their classrooms every day for one reason. They love it. IXL makes the magic happen in classrooms. Why is IXL so special? Well, IXL is the most widely used online learning and teaching platform for K-12. It empowers schools with a complete curriculum, thousands of instructional resources, robust reporting, and assessment data. IXL saves teachers valuable time with ready-made plans aligned to their standards and textbooks. Built-in engagement tools like custom competitions make learning fun for students. Dr. Trujillo, a district superintendent, says, "For the teacher, IXL opens up the door to be a lot more effective and provide more differentiated instruction. Empower your teachers with the tools and insights they need to enhance instruction, all in one single, easy-to-use platform. Get started today at IXL.com. Now let's get back to today's episode. But jeans are only one aspect of the dress code discussion. The dress-up advocates respond with, "What if we just dressed up every day in a professional manner? Would that be so hard? Maybe, maybe not. But would it improve learning or make a difference on test scores? Doubt it. Do people notice? Yes, and they always have positive comments to share about it." But even within the dress-up group, they have the inevitable conversation about how to define professional dress. If we were to administer a staff survey about a staff dress code, I suspect the responses would be all over the map. And if you think the staff dress code is an issue, it pales in potential controversy compared with the student dress code. What will a school include as appropriate dress? Hats? Yoga pants? Piercings? Scarves? Shorts? Flip-flops? Graphic t-shirts? Sagging pants? The list of issues related to school dress codes goes on. But here's the bottom line. Educators will most likely never reach a consensus on dress code. But complaining about the dress code, whatever it may be, cannot be part of a school's culture. Educators want to be respected as professionals and respected for their work. Educators want people to notice their high standards and realize that they not only talk about excellence, but they also stand for excellence in everything they do. Complaining about dress codes, or anything else for that matter, does not communicate excellence. Instead, educators should focus on and give priority to bringing excellence to the way they teach, collaborate, support one another, smile and laugh, care about their students, decorate their classrooms and common areas, make every visitor feel like they are the most important person in the world, and maybe, at least for some, in the way they and their students dress. So if your school's policy calls for a professional dress, accept it with a positive attitude. If you're a professional dress advocate and your school has Casual Friday, roll with it. Schools must have policies in place spelling out, as clearly as possible, expectations of dress along with any consequences for those who fall short of the expectations. However, educators must understand, more so than with most policies, that there is simply no way to capture every possible dress code scenario, even with the most finely crafted policy. Nevertheless, they must have one in place in order to be fair to students and staff. More importantly, once expectations are clearly communicated and the policy is consistently enforced, educators should simply stop complaining about it. My friends, it is time to recalibrate. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast, and I hope that you will join me each week as I take you back to the interview chair. Because I know this, that when you sat in that interview chair, that, my friends, was the best version of you. Be sure to check out my website at jimmycostas.com/theinterviewchair for links, resources, and show notes. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at @Casas_Jimmy. If you enjoyed today's show from the interview chair, subscribe to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere you listen to your favorite podcasts to ensure you never miss an episode.